just the tip of Rimei Shlita. There's not such a famous halacha here that people know. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kufchav Beis, at the end of Shemin Esra, Shulchan Aruch tells us like this. Someone who's ragil to say Tachmanin Maftis Tefina, which generally we do, our private bakashas and the kind of so. In Hiskel HaShliach Tzibu L'Sadeh Tefilosoi, the Shliach Tzibu began saying Chazos HaShatz, V'Gir L'Kaddish L'Kedusha, and he reaches Kaddish L'Kedusha. And you, or the people, are in the middle of saying Shemin Esra. What should you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mekatze V'Oina, you cut your Tachanonim short. Here what he's saying is, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says here. Translation says the Mishnah Berurah, Mekatze V'Oina, Danusha Mafzik Bemtza HaTachanonim, or Paseh Al-Achor. What you should do is, you should stop in the middle of Tachanonim, you have to say Leman Shemecha, Chazaz gets to Kedusha, you should stop right there, and do three steps back. Because there's no chayva to say tachanunim every time idavim shemin esra. Those are the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the obvious question is that why do you have to do that? Chayva, we know you're allowed to answer these things. Kaddish kedush, you're allowed to answer whatever the kind of so. Says the Mishnah Berurah one before. Even though the Mechaber told us earlier, the beginning of the siman, that between Yilu Rotsen, when you said the first Yilu Rotsen, and Elikai Netzoy, whatever Bakoshes you're saying, you're allowed to be Mafsik. Mikol Mokem Mimyocha Lekatsa Kedei La'akir Raglav Odif Tefei. If one could cut short and Bioikis Raglaim go backwards, Odif Tefei, that would be better. That is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. The mashmos of this halacha is, we'll see whether taka applies to us. The ma'aseh of the mashmos is that any time that we taka have the opportunity to do Eis HaShalom, avada we should try and do it straight away. Meaning, the nafka minah would be, as an example, would be, let's say you finish the Shemin Esra, and someone's standing behind you. And so you can't go back. Someone's standing directly behind you, and you can't go backwards. So the mashmos is that if, let's say, you're in the middle of a leinu, you're just about to stop anachon l'kayiv, and you see that if he's finished behind you, the chayiv is mashal from here, avadi, you should go straight back. In other words, the first possible opportunity you could say Eis HaShalom, the chayiv should do it. The chayiv is saying here, more than that, he's saying you should, even in the middle of the Tachanunim, you should be a Mikatsa. But for sure, if you have an opportunity afterwards, that should come out, that will be the halacha. Now, there are certain times when you wouldn't be able to do that. For example, someone who is in the middle of Halal. Let's say, very typical, someone's still davening Shemin Esra behind you, and they came a bit late, they're davening Shemin Esra, and you've already started Halal. And you're right in the middle of Halal. Either halal. You say bracha at the beginning, bracha at the end. It's also to be mafsik in the middle of halal. So therefore, let's get to that. So you wouldn't be allowed to do Eis HaShalom right until you finish the whole of halal. That's possible. You wouldn't be allowed to do that. Now, that would apply as well to other things as well, as you're saying. For example, kedusha. The Shaya would be by Kedusha would be an interesting thing. What about Stam? If you're about to do Eis HaShalom and the Chazan just starting Kedusha, could you do Eis HaShalom quickly, Chaparayin Eis HaShalom, and do it straight away? Or can't you? Meaning, they've just started in the Kaddish, literally about to start Eis HaShalom in the Kaddish. So saying the best thing is you should go back. But he's just starting the Kaddish. What do you do at that point? So, a number of places in Eretz Yisrael, that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say, L'chor, it's not Me'ika HaKadosh and the Kaddish. So, L'chor, while he's saying the Kaddish, you can do Eretz Yisraelim, and then you can come back forward again. And then just catch, as long as you're back for Kaddish, that's good enough.
You have to stay back.
You could stay back or say, come back to your place. Okay, that's the chassidim, you're supposed to come back to where you are. However, Reb Chaim Konyevsky wrote to me that the chayre, if you're starting the Kaddish, if the chazan's already starting the Kaddish, you should stay put and you should say the Kaddish on the spot and you shouldn't go back. That was Legabe Kedusha. What about Legabe Kaddish? Now, Legabe Kaddish, we find as follows, that L'chayra, we should say, you're allowed to carry on davening during Kaddish, as long as it's not from any Hishma Rabba till the Amram Rabba Muhammad, that you're not allowed to be mafsikin for anything. So L'chayra, the pashtus would be that you could do Eis HaShalem as long as it's not between Amin Hishma Rabba and the Amram Rabba Muhammad. Once again over here, Reb Chaim Konyevsky is Mechadish, that someone finishes some point during Kaddish, then you should wait till Eis HaShalem, you should say Eis HaShalem together with the Chazan. That's the Gabi Kaddish. Now, the question would be as follows. What about in a regular case where, that's talking about, you're about to do Eis HaShalem. Let's say in a case where you can't do Eis HaShalem typically because there's a person standing behind you. We know that the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, that there's different stages of Shemoneh Esrei, how chomer it is being mafsik. So we know that during Shemoneh Esrei you're not to be mafsik for anything. In the middle of the Lekai Mitzo, there's halachos yilat al sederam shebekedusha. What about at the stage where you're holding to do Eis HaShalem, but you haven't done it yet? You've said you're also with you if you're going to do so if you go Ali, but you haven't done Eis HaShalem yet. You're standing there and you're waiting to go back. What category is that in? You finished your Shemoneh, you haven't finished your Shemoneh, what's it in? Now, we find a few different halachas. One is, we find Legabe Yalev Yovei. What happens if a person forgets Yalev Yovei? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in some Tavchof Beis that if a person forgets Yalev Yovei and he's ready to go back, says the Shulchan Aruch, it is, his Zoshen is, It's as if he's been oiker. And he goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So l'chayra from over here, you see that you've finished, and you're certainly not in your Shemoneh Esrei anymore. You're certainly not called it in your Tachanunim anymore, otherwise you could go back to Yalev Yovei. However, Mitzad Sheni, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot and Dalet, V'im kivah siyem ha'koil, Yalev Sheni yochol ifsoya machmasod mishnah v'svar la'chayov. You finished everything, you can't go back just because there's a person standing behind him. You can answer Amen. You can even say Baruch Baruch Shemai. So basically what we're saying is we're saying, Yalev Yovei, you finish your Shemoneh Esrei. You're allowed to answer as well Amen, and you can answer Baruch Baruch Shemai as well. So it's that sort of in between. You certainly have to talk then. Baruch HaVashmei, that's answer. What about saying Tehillim then? So, Reb Chaim Konyevsky, once again, he holds, you're allowed to say Tehillim. It's Tefillah, it's all Tefillah. Reb Eliashiv says, we'll get to it. Reb Eliashiv says, he doesn't allow it. Now, Reb Chaim Konyevsky wants to say, he says, you're allowed to stop talking. He says, you're allowed to write, as long as it's, even if it's not Divrei Torah, you want to write someone a note or something, you need to pass someone something, you tell something important, you can write them. How about learning? Learning at that point, the Chaznish says it's Osa. He's only Mate Machshava. Think of learning. And so says Reb Chaim Konyevsky as well, that hero is mutter. However, it's all brought down from the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Minadin is mutter as well to learn. Now, the question is as follows. Holding at that point, when you're holding it to the ways of Shalom, you haven't done it yet. A number of years ago, many years ago actually, my father Shlita told me, he heard over in a shia as follows, that when you get to that point and you can't do Oyser Shalom, and you want to answer something, you want to say to him, you want to daven, you want to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, anything, what you have to do is, the Rav said over, you have to do some sort of a queue. You have to do some sort of a queue before you answer anything, once you've touched that point and now you want to answer anything, all the things that we've said, Baruch Hu Shema, Amen, learn, if you can learn, you can't learn, anything you want to do, you have to do some sort of a queue. To your feet. So, and one of the riots was, Reb Chaim Kanievsky does like that as well. That is Krach Neug Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Okay. So, my first stage was L'chaira, that where's the Mekoy to this halacha? Where does it come from? Mekoy to halacha is L'chaira, the halacha we just said. Because we've said that someone who's Rogel Hasei Tachanunim, the din is, even in the middle of an Akanyat So, you're supposed to do Oyser Shalom. So the Chayra, over here, at least if you can't do Oyser Shalom, the Chayra should do some sort of Akira. At least you should do that. If you can't do Oyser Shalom, you should do some sort of Akira in order to answer anything. That would be that Ashkafu Yishayim. Mitzad Sheini, the problem is with that, is that the Shulchan Aruch says, he carries on and he says, "Vim loy kitzer yochel lahafsik kederach shemafsik bebracha shol kriya shema afilu b'emtza." He says, if you didn't cut your Shemoneh Esrei short, you could be mafsik like the bracha of kriya shema afilu b'emtza, all the dinim of the middle of the kainit. So, you can be mafsik. It doesn't say anything about doing some sort of akiri, just as you're allowed to. Another raya, as lechera, the Mishnah Berurah brings, that it's better one should be kaveh his vakoshus in Shemeh Tefillah, in Elekainet Tzoh, rather than Shemeh Tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Kadesh Yitzorech Lanis Lekadosh HaKadusha, because if he needs to answer Kadosh HaKadusha, Yiyeh Yuchal Lanis Achem Rosi Yilrotzen Nikol Amah. Because if you need to answer Kadosh HaKadusha, as soon as you said the first Yilrotzen, you can say Kadosh HaKadusha. So the Chari is telling us that, no problem, as long as you've said your first Yilrotzen, you can answer Kaddish Kedusha. It doesn't say anything about doing an Akira. Another Ra'ilcha, back to the first Mishnah Berurah quoted, that says, you can even mafsik for Amen, Baruch Hu Shmoy. He doesn't say a word about being doing some sort of Akira. So, L'chaira, what you have to say is, L'chaira, what I thought to say is that the Nafka Minah would be, it says like this, because the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you said Yilrotzen, Mikol Mokin Kolzman Shloi Posa have a Ka'omid Lifnei HaMelech. In other words, it's only a din of doing three Pesiyas. If you're able to do three Pesiyas, then you can do the three Pesiyas. You can, if you manage to do them, you do them. That is the din of the Shulchan Aruch. He's telling us, if I can do three Pesiyas and not be Omid Lifnei HaMelech anymore, so that's fine. Then I can go back and do it Shalom. However, if I'm not doing my three Pesiyas, I don't have to do any Akira. There's no din in Akira. It's like, if I can do three Pesiyas, not Milif Ne'er, but if, L'chaira, I'm still here, I don't have to do any sort of Akira. L'chaira, that's what the Mashmas comes out of here. That was the Gav of the Shulchan Aruch. What about Reb Chaim Kanievsky? So a short while after this, I was actually eyeing Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I was in Edmonds, davening Maariv, and I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He finished his Shemoneh Esrei, he turned around, and he saw someone having Shemoneh Esrei about a mile behind him, so he wouldn't do his Shalom, and believe it or not, he opened his feet, and he started shuffling like this. Chaim was like, shuffling. You know, what's behind that? I saw, very good. So a short while after that, I wrote to him that I've seen Reb Chaim did such a thing. Why did he do this? He wrote to me three words in his typical style, Yesh Lazei Raya. Okay, yes, there are. Very nice. So I didn't know what he meant. A short while after that, I went into Reb Chaim. I was very Reb Chaim, and I was asking a number of things. And while I was there, one of the things I asked him was, what's pshat in what you said? So he told me this. He said to me, I'll say it in Yiddish, I'll repeat it in English. He says to me, Semeshens, Balich steht, da chamis balal, zorech lechaven raglov, zei itzel ze. Aber wenn man schenke, endlich schmeine, so darf man nicht mechaven raglov, zei itzel ze. There's a din, you misspell, you have to put your feet together. But once you finish Shmenesra, you don't have to put your feet together anymore. I finished my Shmenesra. I haven't done this Shoshana, I finished davening. I don't have to put my feet together anymore. That's...
Not you have to separate, you don't have to keep them together.
Correct.
You don't, and you never do
the Shoshana. No, when he did, when he attacked us all, he did the Shoshana, put his feet back together and did the Shoshana. Yeah, that's what it. Oh. What about the right from your Shoshana?
You can't sit down. A bit of Shmenesra,
what about... No, because you're misspelled, so I have to right. No, it means that calls man Yosek in Tefillah, but once you finish, but now I've finished. Now I've finished. I just haven't got, I've got to do it. Because I've got to, because I'm only going to finish.
I'm not
going to finish.
It's part of this Shosek.
Yeah. So, the shadow was, what's the right for Yerushalmi? So he pulls out the Yerushalmi off the shelf and tells me like this. He says, you're right. Right, Yerushalmi. Quotes the following Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says as follows. Tells us a story. Rosh Hashanah, Perik Beis, Halacha Hei. Reb Chiya Ba'aba have a koim matzli. Reb Chiya Ba'aba came into Shul, he was davening Shemoneh Esra. Or Reb Kahana, came Reb Kahana afterwards, who was a Talmud of his. V'komnei matzli menachorayim. And he started davening Shemoneh Esra behind him. Mon zechosol Reb Chiya Ba'aba, min tzilusei. Reb Chiya Ba'aba finishes Shemoneh Esra. Yosef Lei, Deloy Meva Kiyumi. Reb Kahana, Marach Bitzilusei. What did he do? He finished the Shemoneh Esra, and he saw that Reb Kahana was behind him, and he was still down the Shemoneh Esra. So he says he sat down, because he couldn't go with it, he couldn't go back, because he was davening behind him. Manda Chosel, Reb Kahana. He says, Reb Kahana, he finished off the Yishai, Manda Chosel, Reb Kahana. Reb Kahana finished the Shemoneh Esra. Omalei, Reb Chiya said to him, Hochinatun higun gevichon mitzaren Reb Vichoin. This is how you noig to people who are greater than you. It was his Rebbe. This is what you do. You keep your mitzaren from being able to raise the Shalom. Omalei, Anna, mit the base Eili. I come from base Eili. Oke sival de base Eili. In Yischapa Oven Beis Eili Bezevach of a Mincha Ad Oilam. Gespoch gave them a klala, that Gespoch is not going to be Mekabel their Tefillahs. Gespoch is not going to be Mekabel any of Beis Eili's Kabbalahs. Says the Yerushalmi. Bezevach of a Mincha in Yischapa Loi. They'll never get a kapara from Bezevach of a Mincha. Avol Mischapa Loi B'Tefillah. Because Mischapa, Tefillah is Mischapa. Explains the Pnei Moshe. Al Yei Rebbe Einecho Shani Marach. Don't be upset that I was being Marach in Shemoneh Esra. Or Marba B'Tefillah. The Anami Beis Eili Kalsin, I come from Beis Eili. Or Zechus HaTefillah Yogin Olai Laharech Yomin. The Zechus HaTefillah should be Mogin on me, should be a protection to me that I should have Arayichas Yomin. So I was done, I was in Marachin Shemoneh Esra. Finished off the Yerushalmi. V'tzoli Aloi Rebchi Yitzhak Adavun for him. V'zocha LeMeisev And he was Zoychat Lev Adis Avdun Tafoi Sumkun Kehada Dakinka. And he was able to live until his nails went red like a baby. What that means, I'm not sure exactly, but obviously he had some Arichas Yomim. So, Chaim says to me like this, he says, what happened over here? He says, he couldn't do Eis Rishonim. Why couldn't he do Eis Rishonim here? Because he was davening behind him. He said, but obviously, but it says that he sat down. So he says, obviously, it must have been that he wasn't within Dalet Amos. If he'd have gone back and he'd done Eis Rishonim, he'd have entered into his Dalet Amos. So he was a bit more than Dalet Amos away. Right? He was in the way. But what did he do? He sat down. He says to me, he says, Oh, you can sit down. I've had to come and fight in the feast. If you can sit down, for sure you can open your feet.
Oh, wow. That's
all right. Oh, that was Reb Chaim's. McCoy was Reb Chaim was telling you, there's no halacha, you have to keep your feet together. He says, if you want, you can open your feet. There's no din, you have to keep your feet together.
You're allowed to sit
as well? Yeah. Yeah. No.
Android.